Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier, happy hour, the Monday happier, happy hour. Long ways to the weekend.
Hell, we just got over it, man.
A little bitter about the fact the weekend's like 4 days away, fella.
Come on. Yeah, it's good to get back to work, good to talk some politics. I was in beautiful downtown Milwaukee along the waterfront over the weekend for the... I guess it was Red Bull, the Flugtag or the Flugtag. I'm not clear exactly how. It's what, day of flight. So all the like 33 teams put together flying machines, quote unquote, and then they have to push this craft off the edge of a platform like 30 feet in the air into Lake Michigan, and they measure out how far they get by the helmet of the pilot. And, of course, no Summerfest this weekend, so the whole city of Milwaukee looking for something to do, and it was packed. It was hilarious.
Buddy, was it like Icarus? Anyone sailed too close to
no,
the sun?
No, dude. No.
There were
Everyone
no wax
fell to the
in.
Earth.
Well, ultimately, I think Icarus also fell.
Did he burn? Maybe he did. I'm not clear if he burned up or fell, but, you know, I get all my mythologies
Maybe I'm
mixed
thinking
up.
Of Michael the Fallen Angel, or maybe that's Satan. I forget.
But that was John Travolta.
Well, Michael was the Fallen Angel's character's name in that movie, right?
Or do John Travolta?
I just know that it was called Michael and it had John Travolta, and he looked really creepy and touched a lot of people too much.
Sort of a Trumpish attitude that Angel had. Who's coming out of the weekend acting a little salty?
Who's
it's
that?
Not me for a change.
Wow.
It's Senator Bernie Sanders. The recent endorsement of Mandela Barnes about the only nice thing he had to say about the blue team this weekend. You see, he's taking some pot shots, fella. And we've got the sound because I like me some Bernie. And he calls him like he sees him.
We haven't heard Bernie in a while, man. I'm looking forward to this.
So let's start there. Bernie starts with a little criticism of the guy that beat him for the nomination, Joe Biden. And let's not forget, Bernie is a fairly gracious loser. Although the airplane hangar in Santa Monica that night, man, he wasn't ready to concede California.
Well, but he didn't organize a coup. So, you know, he's got that going for him, which
is
nice.
You know, on the airplane back from Santa Monica that night, Dom, because we went to a Bernie rally and I feel like we had to fly out the next day. And I was a little huffy at Bernie. You know, Bernie, get out of the way. Hillary won, talking about 2016. But I don't think this is sour grapes. I think Bernie's got a very specific criticism of Joe Biden and his trip to Saudi Arabia. Let's hear it from Senator Bernie Sanders, my guy, cut 10.
No, I don't think so. You have a leader of that country who was involved in the murder of a Washington Post journalist. I don't think that type of government should be rewarded with a visit by the president of the United States.
You know, Bernie shook this hand one time. No fist bumps.
No fist
bumps.
No holding of the glowing orb or shaking of the swords like Trump when he was over there. You know, and I've seen some of the comparisons as much as people were disappointed with the fist bump. Let's not forget what a chaotic scene it was when Trump went over there. I mean, what a crap show. So, you know. And there was no bowing involved. But no, I'm totally down with Bernie on this. I don't think it was worthy of a U.S. visit, as Bernie goes on to say. Let's hear cut number 11, please.
You got a family that is worth $100 billion, which crushes democracy, which treats women as third-class citizens, which murders and imprisons its opponents.
Well, up until then, I thought he was talking about Amazon.
one
Bezos,
more.
You get the reference.
Yeah, I get you. One more Senator Sanders on Saudi Arabia and Biden's trip.
If this country believes in anything, we believe in human rights. We believe in democracy. And I just don't believe that we should be maintaining a warm relationship with a dictatorship like that.
Yeah, but Bernie, they buy so many armaments, right? I mean, they're a big customer. And, of course, we need the oil, question mark. I'm down. I mean, I think you could. There was no need, I don't believe, for Biden to go over there and kiss the ring or how fist bump, however you want to clarify it. Again, I don't know what the geopolitical, you know, rule book says on this, but I don't think I'm with Bernie. You don't support, you know, bone saw murderers like that. Now, I get it. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, lay down with the dogs, but that doesn't mean you need to have the president go and acknowledge it. So right on, Bernie. What else does he have to say? Bernie Sanders shifting over. Of course, the reason for this trip, oil, right? It's all about the oil. People want gas under $4 right now. Let's hear what Bernie had to say on this cut number 13, please.
While Americans are now paying $4.50, $4.80 for a gallon of gas, the oil company profits in the last quarter have been extraordinarily high.
Gee, weird how that works like that. And of course,
inflation.
Price of oil goes up,
inflation.
Then price of gas goes up.
And
oil,
then every,
price of oil goes down, price of gas slowly goes down.
But when the price of gas goes up, of course, it ripples throughout the economy. When gas is up, everything's up. At least if it's got to get delivered on a truck.
Yeah, right. It's a ripoff. Let's hear cut number 14.
We've got to tell the oil companies to stop ripping off the American people. And if they don't, we should impose a windfall profits tax on them.
Do it.
Do it now.
Now, Bernie Sanders turns his attention to Senator Joe Manchin, the dream crusher, the buzz killer, the jacknut of West Virginia. And Joe Manchin's up to it again. He is intentionally sabotaging President Joe Biden's agenda on the climate. Intentionally, at least according to Bernie Sanders, that's kind of calling a spade, isn't it, Bernie? Play it for the people, if you would, fancy cut 15.
Yeah, people like Manchin, Sinema to a lesser degree, who are intentionally sabotaging the president's agenda, what the American people want, what a majority of us in the Democratic caucus want. Nothing new about this.
same old. And well, we shouldn't be surprised. I truly wonder, what's Manchin's motivation on this?
Money. You know, money. Just like
really,
all of them.
Just give it all away for a little bit more? I mean, really, dude? Who was to say you couldn't make money by, you know, supporting Biden's agenda? I mean, I
but
I
he makes more money by supporting that fossil fuel agenda,
yeah.
At least according to Bernie, cut number 16, Brian.
The problem was that we continue to talk to Manchin like he was serious. He was not. This is a guy who is a major recipient of fossil fuel money.
Yeah, he's cashing checks. More from Bernie, the fossil fuels, well, it's a threat to humanity. Play for the people. Cut 17, please.
When Manchin sabotages climate change, this is for future generations. What's going on right now in the West, all over the world, we're looking at significantly increased, more and more heat waves. You're going to look at more drought, more flooding. This is an existential threat to humanity.
But Joe Manchin's got a nice shot. Might trade up next year.
And, you know, gas got a little cheaper. I mean, Europe right now is burning. It is hot. It is hot all over this world right now.
Including Waukesha, like 86, but feels a little warmer. The reps, they're getting wealthy. They're getting paid. Cut 18, Bernie Sanders.
Ask the people of West Virginia whether or not all people should have health care as a human right like in every other country on earth. That's what they will say. In my humble opinion, you know, Manchin represents the very wealthiest people in this country, not working families in West Virginia or America.
One more from Bernie on the topic of West Virginia voters. Cut 19.
You ask the people of West Virginia whether they want to expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and eyeglasses. You ask the people of West Virginia whether we should demand that the wealthiest people and large corporations start paying their fair share of taxes. Ask the people of West Virginia.
and perhaps the future of the planet in the balance, according to Bernie Sanders. I think he's right. Cut 20.
It ain't Democrats. It isn't the president. It is the future of the planet.
Yeah.
The future. Or as the former GOP president would say, a hoax from China.
Well, what did Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, you know, recently opinion polled? But what'd he call it? Said climate change is BS. That's what he would tell you, Dom. With that pale skin, you think you'd burn readily.
844-967-2789. Dem on Dem violence, Crudy? A little criticism here, justified?
I'm just fine with that.
You're hell fine yeah. with that, yeah?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I thought I had seen it reported somewhere else. Bernie thought, or perhaps it's other Democrats thought, Joe Manchin should be stripped of the chairmanship of the Energy Committee. And if you had to, award it to Lisa Murkowski, award it to a Republican, because we'd be better off with wishy-washy Murkowski than Joe crush your dreams on the rock Manchin.
Which just goes to show how important this next election cycle is going to be to make a man like him irrelevant.
I'd sure like to. Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, absolutely. Just walk around him. Just walk by him. Never have to hear about him or cinema again.
Well, because we wouldn't have to negotiate with terrorists, or at least not these terrorists, right? You know, let's move beyond terrorists. Within our party, the terrorists are coming from our house.
The call's coming from inside the house.
You know, of course, we could have done a lot more in the first 2 years of the Biden administration with a couple of Democrats if they act like Democrats, if they try to advance the will of the American people. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And if he's unpopular now, it's mostly because of Manchin and Sinema, because they are chopping him off at the knees. People voted for Joe Biden to deliver. And they're making sure he can. You know, it's like, what, the old pizza place. Well, if you don't get your pizza in 30 minutes or less, it's free? Joe Manchin, you're killing the world for a free pizza, dude. Or at least that's my opinion. Yours.
Terrible analogy.
Well, I've heard you make worse. 844-967-2789. Will there be free pizza? That's my question.
I hope so.
I know you got to be frustrated. I can taste it.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
I did what I came to do.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you go like us on the socials. You can find us on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, on Twitter at Devil Radio. And if you miss any of this fine program, you can go online to darnwi.com and listen to download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we're going to the phones momentarily, but some good breaking news. Well, it's not breaking, but it's moving. Jury selection in the ban and contempt of Congress.
The misdemeanor from hell.
They're moving forward with the jury selection, and trial's begun, right? Or at least the jury selection phase. As of mid-afternoon, 17 potential jurors had been deemed qualified to serve in the trial. I think they've already got a quorum, Dom, after questioning by lawyers from both sides with the goal of reaching 22. That'd be 10 alternatives. A jury of 12 with two alternatives will be selected to hear the case. Now, Bannon had unsuccessfully, Dom, tried to persuade U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols to delay the trial, arguing that the committee's high-profile public hearings could make it harder to assemble an impartial jury. The committee presented evidence last week that Bannon spoke with Trump at least twice on the day before the January 6th attack. The committee also played a clip of Bannon saying on a right-wing talk show on January 5th, "All hell is going to break loose tomorrow." Bannon made those comments after his first call with Trump, the committee said. So, anyways.
Kyle Cheney from Politico tweeted out 34 minutes ago, "Update, all 22 prospective jurors have been selected in Bannon's trial. Tomorrow a.m., the parties will whittle down the list to 14 and begin opening arguments. DOJ predicts the trial will be done this week. Hopefully it's done before Thursday, before the J6 committee hearing, just to put a bow on it.
Live testimony going out in prime time. Dominic, here's how it's being described over at the Raw story. Case closed. Case closed. Steve Bannon's podcast declares him guilty as he sits at trial for contempt. His own podcast, Army.
Thanks for filling in for me, guys. Way to help out.
An attorney appearing on Steve Bannon's podcast explained why the jury would quickly find Donald Trump's former advisor guilty of contempt of Congress. They think he is guilty because he is. David Freiheit, who uses the pseudonym Viva Frey, appeared on Bannon's Daily Show while the former Trump advisor sat in a D.C. courtroom. Freiheit revealed that he would be spending 25 minutes a day recapping the Bannon trial. So, you know, he's got like 75 minutes of work this week, right? recapping the Bannon trial on his YouTube channel, but he worried that the trial may not last long enough. His quote, "I mean, the question is whether or not it's going to be able to fill 25 minutes," he noted, "because what's going on with the Bannon trial, jury selection, federal court, it's going exceedingly quickly. It's going to be 95 plus, if not 100% Democrat, anti-Trump, and anti-Steve Bannon," the attorney continued. "And then what's left of Bannon's defenses, the left to prove from the prosecution, did you receive the subpoena, question mark? Did you respect the subpoena, question mark? Yes and no. Case closed."
Thanks for the help, fellas.
I think my defense counsel once said of me, guilty, 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 right?
Yes.
Well, I got off, but let's see how Bannon does.
He's not getting off.
967-2789. I hope I do. We got future legal proceedings. Robert from West Allis. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hi, Robert.
With Manchin and Sinema, I mean, they need to do something. And it always seems like it's just Bernie or just one guy. And part of me thinks like they're playing along. And it only seems like at midterms or big elections, you hear some of the commentary. You know, we know they're obstructionists. They should treat them as such, cut the raising off, run ads directly in their district against these folks. Back primary challengers, show up and support them. If we're really serious about getting rid of them, we should see them as the same obstructionists that we see with some of the GOP.
Yeah, Robert, I mean, I hear you, man. I feel like what Bernie Sanders is saying, every single Democratic senator should also be saying at the same time. I mean, they should be ostracizing these people, Manchin and Sinema, for what they're doing to the Democratic president and his agenda that the people voted for. And to what end? So you can cash a few more checks? I mean, come on. But do you think it would be helpful if every single Dem stood on the steps and got behind Bernie and all nodded their head at the same time? You think that would move the needle with these two whatsoever? I'm not sure it would.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know if they have any shame at this point. So, all right. Well, thank you for the time, Ken.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Here's a headline, Dom, you might find interesting. Joe Manchin directed millions in federal funds to wildlife area near his condo.
I mean, may as well. If you got to direct some funds, may as well be near the condo.
After refusing to support a stripped-down version of the reconciliation package to invest billions in federal funds to combat climate change and obstructing other federal efforts to protect the environment, Joe Manchin and his wife, Gail Manchin, have directed millions of federal dollars to a region in West Virginia where the couple own a condo. Hundreds of miles north of coal communities decimated by the mountaintop removal mining that Manchin fostered in the state, the Manchin's Cannon Valley residences in an unadulterated watershed surrounded by the Dolly Sods Wilderness, the Cannon Valley National Wildlife Refuge, ooh, and the Blackwater Falls State Park. The inner
sounds beautiful.
Bugasolo. I don't know how to say your name, Daniel. My apologies. According to the author, Manchin used his spot on the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee to secure $7 million in funds to rebuild the visitor center at the refuge, which is less than a mile from his condo. But despite his continued efforts to preserve the region, the author says the West Virginia senator has been holding federal climate legislation hostage. Kind of, sort of. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Want to hear from you, be a part. And also, Dom, Are the Republicans coming for marriage equality, Knox?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. We'll be back. More of you, more of us. 844-967-2789. More Devils, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on.
This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all
guilty. 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 Guilty.
Steve Bannon.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Monday all day long. But we'll get through it. You can be a part of this big program, 844-967-2789. Dom, over the course of the weekend, I saw Ted Cruz staking out a fact that marriage equality really should be a state issue, state by state. And here in the state of Wisconsin, they had a constitutional amendment way back in 2006. One man, one woman. That's the only acceptable form of marriage. Well, subsequently, a federal judge, Barbara Crabb, set that aside, and it opened a brief window of marriage, about a week, and it was a wonderful time in our history. That happened right around the state convention time in 2014. And then the U.S. Supreme Court, they made their own ruling and effectively legalized same-sex marriage all across our nation uniformly. Extended rights to everyone to marry whoever they loved or wanted to, you know, share finances with or whatever.
Whatever your motivation, however you get there.
But Paul Waldman, a columnist over at the Washington Post, the headline, Dom, we sort of previewed it before we got here. Are Republicans coming for marriage equality next? Yes, they are. Let me jump in here if I can. Doing my best, Dom. You know, unfamiliar computer. I'm like a old guy. I get really struggly with new tech.
You want to have Evan help you out there?
No, I got it.
Some of the younger kids? Okay,
I'm not hearing the Shaw, man. Fancy Brian's through the window, though. I can't touch him.
Right.
I can see him, but I can't touch him. Having dispatched Roe v. Wade, Republicans may soon be coming for marriage equality. Many Republicans say that's not true. Their line of the moment is that while the Supreme Court decision has established marriage equality was a terrible miscarriage of justice, they have too much else to worry about at the moment to push for it to be overturned.
Right.
Should you believe them? Probably not. After all, right now, this is not a party that is unwilling to revisit its past defeats to see if they can be reversed. And the best way for Democrats to stop it from happening... Pardon me? The best way for Democrats to stop it from happening is to make it an issue and use it against every Republican. And his decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Justice Samuel Alito Jr. referred to the unfounded fear that after declaring there is no constitutional right to abortion, the court might next overturn other decisions, including Obergefell and Hodges. Obergefell, Hodges, same decision. The 2015 case that established marriage equality. Not to worry, Alito said. This decision was about abortion and nothing else. Do you believe him, Dom?
I do not.
Other conservatives were not so coy. In his concurrence, Justice Clarence Thomas cited Obergefell as one of the series of, and here's the quote, demonstrably erroneous cases that must be overturned. And on a recent podcast, Senator Ted Cruz, a past and future presidential candidate, said that Obergefell, like Roe v. Wade, ignored two centuries of our nation's history and that it was clearly wrong when it was decided. Cruz went on to say, I don't think this court has an appetite to overturn Obergefell and other decisions such as Griswold, which struck down state laws outlawing contraception. That's possible, but only of the but one of the only ways Democrats can keep it from happening is to demonstrate the court's Republican majority that it would be a political disaster for their party if they did so. And I'd like to think we'd play a part in making it their political disaster, Dom.
Well, we should make it hell for them. I'll continue on from the Washington Post. Forget about Republicans saying, don't be silly. We don't want to make same-sex marriage illegal. When they say that, what they really mean is, let's talk about something else. This is what we used to call a wedge issue, one that drives a wedge between one part of your opponent's party and another. And if Democrats want to figure out how to do it, they should look at how public opinion on marriage equality was transformed in the first place. Not all that long ago, the idea of same-sex couple marrying was considered so radical that few Democratic politicians wanted to touch it. When Barack Obama ran for president in 2008, his position was that those couples should be able to get civil unions, a kind of second-class substitute, but not marriage. He eventually came around, as did every other Democrat, because politicians usually don't lead public opinion, they follow it. And the transformation in public opinion was extraordinary. According to Gallup, support for same-sex marriage was at around 40% when Obama was elected. When Obergefell was decided, it was around 60%, and today it's over 70%. Even a majority of Republicans now believe everyone should be able to marry who they choose. A good deal of credit goes to the marriage equality movement, which decided the right strategy would be to appeal to values even conservatives held, especially the desire for strong and stable families. Many of their TV ads didn't even include gay people. They featured family members testifying to their love of their gay relatives and the hope that they would be able to raise families of their own. It was extraordinarily effective, probably the most effective campaign of political persuasion in memory, with the possible exception of the Bush administration's efforts to convince Americans that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And it offers a guide for how Democrats can talk about what Republicans are doing now and might do in the future. It's hard to imagine what would be more anti-family than nullifying existing marriages and barring committed couples from marrying in the future. Do Republicans really want to break up stable families? Question mark. What will happen to the kids? Don't we need more secure families? If they say, we don't want to go that far, one might remind them that the Texas Republican Party just approved a platform saying, and I quote from Paul Waldman at the Washington Post, quote, we affirm God's biblical design for marriage and sexual behavior between one biological man and one biological woman, which has proven to be the foundation for all great nations in Western civilization. We oppose homosexual marriage, regardless of state of origin, unquote. Waldman goes on to say, lest there be any confusion, they added that Obergefell, quote, has no basis in the Constitution and should be nullified. This is the Texas GOP, people. Going on. That may not be the position of most Republicans, at least for now. Up until a year ago, this appeared to be an issue on which the party had essentially surrendered. Most Republicans hadn't changed their opposition to marriage equality, but they'd accepted that they lost the argument and didn't want to talk about it anymore. But the overturning of Roe has energized Republicans, convincing them that they can ride this backlash farther than they thought. Just about everything is up for grabs, even if most of them don't want to outlaw same-sex marriage. The conservative base does, and they drive the party's agenda, which is why Democrats should force Republicans to answer whether they want to break up families and make it illegal for millions of Americans to get married. Let's see if they'll stand up to their base and say unequivocally, not just that this isn't something they're interested in pursuing, but that every American should be able to marry the person they love and marriage equality should remain the law of the land. If they don't say that, they won't say that. You'll probably have a pretty good idea of their real intentions. Paul Waldman at the Post. And folks, you know their real intentions. Cruz said it out loud in the Texas GOP. They put it in their platform. That's what they're all about. And they're coming for it next. And how does that play out? And the other thing that is pointed out here, Ted Cruz had mentioned, well, they ignored our nation's history. Yeah, the nation's history of what? Of abusing and making less than human gay people for hundreds of years? Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's not something that we should embrace. You want to go back, live, a couple hundred years ago, Ted Cruz, good luck with that.
You know, if you believe some people's revisionist history, Ted Cruz's dad might have played a big role in history. Might have been part of the GFK assassination, right?
Isn't that what the GOP Trumpster said?
Well, that's what Donald Trump said specifically about Ted Cruz, I believe, at one time. Now, let's turn our attention to the great state of Wisconsin here. And the U.S. Senate race, we've talked about quite a bit. The Democrats hoping to take on Ron Johnson. And I haven't heard Ron express clearly where he stands on marriage equality. Maybe that's worth a Google. But I just wanted to back myself up and make sure I understood what the Republican gubernatorial candidates had to say on this very topic. And the Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels, the guy that, you know, had thrown inflation, fluffed up $8 million of his own personal resources in his campaign in, what, 3-4 months the guy's been running so far? About $2 million a month of his own cash.
Lots he's of ads running. To buy, man. He's all over the place.
And what's the governor make? About $185,000 a year? I mean,
he's going to have to be a governor for a long time to get the return on investment, man. I'm just saying.
Define return on investment. Tim Michaels opposes same-sex marriage. Doesn't even hide from the issue. Let me read briefly. Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. This dropped back in June. Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for Wisconsin governor is standing by his opposition to same-sex marriage, telling the Associated Press that he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. So, if Ted Cruz's state rights issue, if you basically send it back state by state, and Tim Michaels is the governor of the state of Wisconsin, guess what? He ain't going to sign it into law. We're going to have a ban. We're going to break up families. We're going to what? Annul pre-existing marriages and family units. And that's what he would advocate for. I bet he's the front runner right now. Now, Michaels is the co-owner of Michaels Corp Construction Company. He's one of, at that time, 4 Republicans running. Tim Ramjam. There is Rebecca Clayfish, who has certainly evolved on this issue, apparently. And there's Michaels. And then Kevin Nicholson, who got out of the race, apparently ran out of sugar daddy money to run on. He's down to like 25 grand. That's the real reason he got out of the race. But Michaels is against same-sex marriage. Now, Dominic, apparently Rebecca Clayfish has evolved on this issue. But you know where she was, and she is now in a position where she says, well, you know, I respect other people's marriages, same-sex marriage.
Can we marry dogs?
But if she was put on the spot, if she was the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin, and the conservative base wanted, what, to ban same-sex marriage? If you roll back the federal prohibition of same-sex marriage, it's going to be back to the constitutional ban. And let's say you could find enough Republican lawmakers willing to put up some sort of codifying legislation, which will never happen. But even if they did, do you think Rebecca Clayfish, with this newfound wokeness, do you think she'd have the courage?
I have no faith whatsoever in anybody in the GOP. Absolutely not. No.
She wouldn't sign the legislation. She wouldn't legalize same-sex marriage if that right is taken away by this conservative 6-3 block U.S. Supreme Court.
And for Michaels to say he's not for same-sex marriage and he believes, you know, marriage should be between one man and one woman, I would say, great. Then don't get involved in a same-sex marriage. It's real simple. And this is what I don't get. How come the Republicans have an opinion and then they want to force that opinion on everybody else? So I'm saying, while I'm certainly down and supportive of same-sex marriage, and hell, you know where I'm standing. Three people want to get married. Knock yourself out. Who gives a damn? But I'm not saying, Mr. Michaels, Rebecca Clayfish, you must engage in a same-sex marriage. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if people want to get married, let them get married. What does it matter to you? What is it about you and your beliefs that you're trying to continually shove down everybody else's throat like you have for the last several hundred years, as Ted Cruz so appropriately mentioned?
Dominic, back to the Associated Press reporting of Scott Bauer. When asked if he, Tim Michaels, would take steps as governor to limit the rights of gay people, Michaels said, as a businessman, what I do is I look at what's in the legislation. It's all about the details. So I'm very hesitant to do hypotheticals on a broadly stated question like that. But Michaels said he should win the support of the LGBTQ voters because they know that I'm going to bring proper, proven executive leadership to the governor's office. yeah, I'm sure gay voters will line up to vote for the man that says, effectively, I'm against your right to marry another human being.
You don't have that right.
You don't have that right.
I want your vote, though. Yeah, but good luck with that.
I'm the right guy for you. Vote for me. I'll set you free. Come back. Devil's Advocate. Setting you free. Your opinions, they matter here. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Can we marry dogs?
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Is your wife a goer?
I know I feel bad that I have to go, but it's supposed to be in Fond du Lac.
You and your mom are hillbillies.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Damn, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, we'll take your calls right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to clarify Rebecca Clayfish. She is the, former lieutenant governor, Republican, running for governor currently. And unlike Tim Michael, she claims she currently now believes that same-sex marriage should be a right and that women should have the right to contraception. Now, her and Joel have two daughters. I would hope for their own daughter's sake that they would want access to contraception. But she didn't always take that attitude. Way back in 2010, she went on a Christian radio show. And we've quoted for you a couple times here, folks. But Rebecca Clayfish effectively analogized same-sex marriage, or more accurately, domestic partnerships at the time, to bestiality, marrying a dog. And I think Fancy's dropped that a couple times, but the person who probably objected most to that sentiment way back in 2010, so this was 12 years ago, but Rebecca's uncle apparently has been in a openly gay relationship for 18 years at that time. So her own uncle is gay. And again, she has stated that she has evolved on this issue recently, but at the time she said, talking about the same-sex registry, not even same-sex marriage, this is a slippery slope. In addition to that, Clayfish said, at what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous. Biblically, again, I'm going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs.
Oh, God.
Marriage is between one man and one woman.
But that's just one belief that you have, Christians. There's other people in this world who are not Christians that might have a different belief. And if we're talking about human rights, who are you to push your mythology onto everybody else? That is what's ridiculous, that you can actually claim your mythology as a justification for making human beings less than you.
Well, Dominic, even back then, Clayfish did apologize for, as she characterized it, her poor choice of words. And then her follow-up statement at that time, my comments are meant to relay my concern with redefining marriage. I never intended to sound insensitive.
And have sorry if you're offended.
Respect for all people. This article way back in 2010 said her uncle wasn't buying it, though. Anyways, here is what she said in June of 2021. Clayfish supports upholding access to birth control gay marriage is some fear a rollback. Pardon me, of those civil liberties. So, again, she has changed her tune substantially, but, if it meant getting elected, she went fully embracing of a rigged election, and she knew better. She knows better.
They're so all going to do it.
She's going to turn with the political winds.
Yes, of course you will. That's what the GOP does. And anyone that thinks that is the right way to go, you just cannot trust them. You cannot trust what the GOP will do if they get their hands on any additional power. We saw what they did when their last guy was in the White House, 844.
Well, and also there was a Walker Clayfish administration here in the state of Wisconsin. We do have a track record to judge her by.
844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Dana from LAX, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dana. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Devils. Can you marry a radio?
If I could, I would.
Crudy already has, man. He's consummated that deal.
I got a tramp stamp. Hey, does that count?
Listen. So I can't listen to you guys live anymore during the week because of my job. So I have to catch your replays when I can stream them when I'm at home or out and about with my phone. So I was listening to Thursday's show this weekend, and I heard a really big announcement from you, Crudy, and I was quite excited about it. Now I got a little, Michael Scottish and sometimes a little impulsive, and I decided to troll, the conspiracy whisperer here in La Crosse, you know, Mike, on Wisdom this morning. And, I warned him that, hey, you guys got some competition coming. You're going to have to step your game up. He seemed a little nervous, but he didn't know anything about it.
Well, that's
so
good, Dina.
I will tell you. Not unnecessarily trolling.
Well, not unnecessarily. You know, I actually sat next to that guy at a luncheon about 3 weeks ago in La Crosse. He was.
I remember. You told me.
He won some sort of award, like a Hall of Famer or something. Yeah. Something. Yeah. You know, if you sit
in
the chair long
like
enough.
A Rand Paul Award?
What's that? Time and
given
grade?
Out by his own people. Given out by his own people, you know, kind of like Rand Paul's optometry award he got from his own foundation.
It did come from the broadcaster, so consider the source. But I am a member, Dana, so, you know, not as bad as it used to be. But I can not confirm or deny the conspiracy theory. I can just tell you, my friend, you're on the right track.
Nice. Because I heard you mention his parent company, so I says,
now, let me ask you, Dana, if there was a radio station, let's say, in beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country up there, would you be able to listen to us live on the radio?
Not during work, because I'm on the phone during
work. So why do I need to buy a radio station in La Crosse for, man? You're not going to listen to us till the podcast. I just...
I'll get everybody else to listen.
There you go. That's why, man.
Hey, let me ask you one last question, Dana, while I got you on the phone.
Yeah, you bet.
On the corner of 3rd and Pearl Street in La Crosse, currently, there's a vacancy down there. What used to be there?
I think
right
like
on the corner of 3rd and Pearl in La Crosse, there's a vacancy.
Yeah.
Could you see a little radio station on that corner? Wouldn't that
be
a sweet spot? I'm just saying.
Got big windows, so you can wave at everybody as they're walking by. They can wave at you or salute you.
Or give you the finger, whatever. You know, whatever.
Right, we encourage all audience participation.
I'm not saying, Dana, but...
That's the thing about you guys. These local stations, I mean, this Mike Hayes guy this morning, he got set off because somebody called him out for, you know, cajoling the caller that came in with bad information about the Indiana shooting. And I called up and says, hey, you're wrong. It's everywhere because Mike really likes to rail the mainstream media. So he really got set off. I think they're nervous because they don't like any opposing opinions on that show. He says he welcomes it. But when someone does call that opposes, you can just hear him. He's eating at him.
Dana, our buddy in La Crosse, man. Watch the funny pages. That's all I got to say to you, man. That's all I got to say. Stick around. We got Native Roots Radio coming up next. And then the Paul Revere Show with our friend Mark Thompson. Doing it live in the Shaw. He's got a couple of guests coming down here. I've enjoyed my time in the Shaw tonight. And Dom broadcasted live from the County Fair, Waukesha County Fair, this Thursday. I'll be there. I hope you join me. Take you there. Devil's Advocates never sounded better on 540 AM.
Love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Can we marry dogs?
Yes. Get over it.